This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutan. With me, Tan Chung Han. And on the line, we have Tony Nash, Chief Economist and CEO of the data analytics firm Complete Intelligence.
Good morning, Tony. So let's start with some market action that happened on Friday. You had U.S. equities seeing this broad-based declines, bond yields and volatility both surging. You know, what do you make of Friday's market action? Is this a healthy correction or potentially something bigger in the making?
I think on a percentage basis, it's actually not that large. I think on a nominal basis, it's a bit scary, but I think it's traders initially seeing wage inflation and an ongoing healthy stock market, as well as some hawkish comments out of the Fed, particularly from Janet Yellen. It's kind of a warning sign. We've been telling people for about 9 months that we would see volatility in February, and we believe this is just the start of it.
Still, this downtrend, depending on how you look at it, be it percentage basis or nominal basis, all this comes amid some upward revisions for corporate earnings. So are the fundamentals of corporate America still supportive of U.S. stocks?
Well, the corporate earnings are heading in the right direction, but valuations are fairly stretched. And if equity markets continue to rise, then those valuations continue to be stretched. So what we expect is earnings will continue to grow and valuations will come back more in line with expectations. And then we'll start to see markets continue to rally again, say, late in the second quarter.
So what could potentially derail this positive bias then, at least in terms of corporate earnings?
Well, you know, for the last 7-8 years, we've seen the Fed really just allow these markets to run and have very accommodative policies. So if the transition at the Fed is somewhat disruptive and we start to see very, very bullish talk out of the Fed matched with very hawkish policy, you could really see the brakes put on markets. Now, Powell is not really a hawk. He's more of a dove than a hawk. So the expectation is that that transition will be fairly smooth, although he is a bit more hawkish than Yellen.
And we have got some recent commentary from Yellen saying that the prices are for stocks are high and also high for commercial real estate. And we'll speak more about the Fed in just a bit. But coming back to Friday, we had some U.S. economic data released. Jobs data for January showed a 200,000 increase. Unemployment still at that 17-year low. So what's the story going to be for U.S. non-farm payrolls this year? Also, your outlook for wage growth, inflation, you know, et cetera?
Sure. Well, you know, we expect payrolls to stay strong. Just observationally around the U.S., there's so many open jobs. So many people are hiring, everything from a cafe on the corner to a welding shop to, you know, say a consulting firm or a bank. There are open jobs all over the place. So we do expect more pressure on wages. We expect wages to rise on average about 3.2% this year, which would be the strongest in a long, long time. And so markets are actually becoming healthy again, and that's pulled by demand, by real market demand. One thing to be a little bit nervous about in the U.S. is creation of consumer credit. And so until incomes catch up with the consumer credit that's been created, I think could be in a little bit of a difficult position, but I think those wages will catch up. You do have a number of these kind of one-time bonuses that companies have been giving out as a result of the tax plan, and so those things will likely continue.
Now, Tony, going back to the Fed, you know, we note that the new Fed chair, Jerome Powell, set to be sworn in today. Also this week, Fed speak, that's set to feature quite a bit. So what key themes will shape your outlook on U.S. monetary policy?
Well, I think you'll hear a lot of optimism, but I think you'll hear a slightly more hawkish tone. I don't think you'll continue to hear the kind of open spigot flows that we've heard, and we'll hear more questions around continued unwind. So I think the real danger here is kind of a taper tantrum part two, if you remember that from a few years ago. We had some issues in emerging markets. We had some issues in developed markets, and it took a few months for it to shake out. So it's quite possible, even likely, that that's what we see coming out of the talks this week. Now, the Fed's aware of that. They don't want to excite markets too much, but they do at some point have to transition markets away from this kind of QE infinity mindset into a more normalized mindset.
So, Tony, you've already shared with us your outlook on U.S. monetary policy, jobs growth, corporate earnings. Well, let's try and distill that down to specific asset classes then. What's your outlook for oil, gold, and even the U.S. dollar?
Sure. Well, oil, it feels to us like oil is really peaking here for the year. Our models have told us, again, for about a year that we would see a peak in crude prices in Feb. We expect crude to, on average, decline by, say, 10 to 12% through the end of the year, okay? Now, what I'm saying doesn't mean there won't be, say, days where things are above where they are right now. We really look at things in monthly averages more than individual days. So by the end of the year, we expect on a monthly average, things will kind of glide down, say, 10 to 12%. That has to do with dollar dynamics, that has to do with supply, that has to do with a number of other things. Things like gold, because we think the dollar will begin to appreciate again starting, let's say, next month, and we'll start to see that accelerate a bit in June. So we'll see gold come down in value just a bit by about 100 bucks by the end of the year. And so, you know, it's that type of, those types of commodities we see coming off just a little bit. There's no reason to panic. And even when you see equity markets come off, let's say starting Friday or the last few days, we don't expect that to be a prolonged pullback. Let's say that's maybe 3 months or something like that. And early midsummer, we expect things to be back on track with positive news in equity markets.
Hey, Tony, one last question here, and I'm totally going to put you on the spot. Patriots or Eagles?
I'm going to give the non-political answer that I'm more in love with the game than I am with either of those teams.
Well said there. Thank you so much for your time. That was Tony Nash, Chief Economist and CEO of Complete Intelligence.
And so where do you stand on that pressing $64,000 question, Han, yourself?
I'm going to go with Tony Nash's answer and I'll stay apolitical here.
Oh, dear, yeah, dear, terrible. Dear. So derivative.
I love the game, you know, but Patriots, Eagles, eh.
Got to have the courage of your convictions, young man.
Well, I don't have a connection. I don't have any skin in this game.
Okay, we'll be back with more skin in the game. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.